calendar. Reminders of actions you need to take fall into two categories: those about things that have to happen on a specific day or time, and those about things that just need to get done as soon as possible. Your calendar handles the first type of reminder. Three things go on your calendar. First, time-specific actions. Next, day-specific actions. And finally, day-specific information. Time-specific actions. This is a fancy name for appointments. Often the next action to be taken on a project is attending a meeting that's been set up to discuss it. Simply tracking that on the calendar is sufficient. Day-specific actions. These are things that you need to do sometime on a certain day, but not necessarily at a specific time. Perhaps you told Miyoko you would call her on Friday to check that the report you're sending her is okay. She won't have the report until Thursday, and she's leaving the country on Saturday, so Friday is the time window for taking the action, but anytime Friday will be fine. That should be tracked on the calendar for Friday, but not tied to any particular time slot. It should just go on the day. It's useful to have a calendar on which you can note both time-specific and day-specific actions. Day-specific information. The calendar is also the place to keep track of things you want to know about on specific days, not necessarily actions you'll have to take, but rather information that may be useful on a certain date. This might include directions for appointments, activities that other people, family or staff, will be involved in then, or events of interest. It's also helpful to put short-term tickler information here too, such as a reminder to call someone after the day they return from the vacation. No more daily to-do lists. Those three things are what go on the calendar and nothing else. I know this is heresy to traditional time management training, which has almost universally taught that the daily to-do list is key, but such lists don't work for two reasons. First, constant new input and shifting tactical priorities reconfigure daily work so consistently that it's virtually impossible to nail down to-do items ahead of time. Having a working game plan as a reference point is always useful, but it must be able to be renegotiated at any moment. Trying to keep a list in writing on the calendar, which must then be rewritten on another day if items don't get done, is demoralizing and a waste of time. The next actions list that I advocate will hold all of those action reminders, even the most time-sensitive ones, and they won't have to be rewritten daily. Second, if there's something on a daily to-do list that doesn't absolutely have to get done that day, it will dilute the emphasis on the things that truly do. If I have to call Miyoko on Friday because that's the only day I can reach her, but then I add five other less important or less time-sensitive calls to my to-do list, when the day gets crazy, I may never call Miyoko. My brain will have to take back the reminder that that's the one phone call I won't get another chance at. That's not utilizing the system appropriately. The way I look at it, the calendar should be sacred territory. If you write something there, it must get done that day or not at all. The only rewriting should be for changed appointments.